I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing When the Weaver Met the Gargoyle by Lila Appleton.
This was just like such a fun, fresh, like, I don't know, just cutesy little romance. It wasn't anything serious. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just great.
It was very cute and just like easy to read, easy to digest. I got one of those like things that holds your Kindle up for you and those little automated clickers.
Yeah.
And this is the first book I read using that. And I feel like, I don't know why it was the perfect vibe for that, but it was.
Do you like yours?
Yes, I do. But I did kind of struggle getting it set up.
Okay, my remote doesn't work.
Oh, my remote does work. I had a harder time with the little holder thing.
Interesting. I do have one. I just haven't used it yet.
Okay. Well, that's weird that your remote doesn't work. I don't
I'll
know.
circle
Maybe
back.
we should troubleshoot that offline,
Yeah,
off
we'll take
recording.
this off camera.
You guys, you don't need to listen to my IT support. It's bad. It's not good.
We're gonna
So
Google it and watch a YouTube video.
that's what I do. So as always, we'll pop over to Goodreads to read the back of the book. I will say this has got a 3.79. Not too shabby, you know, better than average. And this is also it's the first novella in a little series. I don't know if she's going to do more than two, but as of right now, there's two. So it says, I have one talent, and it's not relationships, it's weaving. But I have one chance to keep my cozy little life in the magical Leafshire Cove, and it's going to require a partner. I swore off romance. My last relationship was a humiliating disaster. But to enter the mayor's tapestry contest and win the contract attached, I need a date, thanks to a ridiculous ancient fairy spell requiring, this sentence keeps going, requiring
It's
attendants to bring a
running.
potential partner. Wow. When my frenemy suggests the new watchtower guard, a growly gargoyle named Romulus, who never speaks and hides inside a massive cloak, I think she's finally lost her mind. But said frenemy refuses to back down, and suddenly the gargoyle and I are forced into a temporary match. Romulus is employed by the mayor, so he has no choice but to go. Because of a past issue with his stone magic, he's dead set on remaining single, so there shouldn't be a problem until we share the wrong pot of tea. Dot dot dot.
Right, that was a lot.
It was a lot, and it was some run-on sentences.
I'm glad that she does acknowledge that Tolly is a
A
frenemy.
frenemy,
Yeah.
she's not a real one. She's
She's
actually
not.
a piece of shit.
She actually really sucks.
I'm hoping that the book that's from Tolly's point of view shows some good character development, some growth on her part, so that I can like her a little more.
Yeah.
What would you rate this book?
You know what? I gave it a 7.45 out of 10 because it was really, really cute and it was an easy read. And like, if you're just trying to get your numbers up for your reading goal, then I would definitely recommend it.
Like we often do.
Was it groundbreaking literature? No, it was not. And I think that 3.79 is a very fair reflection of this book.
It's the perfect book for, like I said, to put in your little hands-free Kindle holder
Yeah.
and to click your little remote. Yeah, I agree. I gave it like a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
It was cute, entertaining. But it was definitely cheesy. We talked a little bit off camera that it was just Wattpad-y at times,
Like
but
borderline cringy.
yeah. And the thing is, like, do not get me wrong, like I will read the heck out of that type of story as well. Like, and I grew up reading Wattpad, like
Yeah.
that's not an insult. It's just a different category of writing.
It's just like, I'm never going to give that more than an 8 because it doesn't deserve it, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. But the vibes were certainly good. With that being said, we'll talk about the characters. There's not many. Again, it's a novella. And also, they're
It's
not
so short.
super deep characters. I feel like I don't have a whole lot to say about them.
I almost felt like the author is like really into D&D, and she's like, you know what would be so fun is if I took some characters from like a campaign and I just wrote like a very cute little story about
Little
them.
fanfic.
Yeah.
Okay, that would make me appreciate this story more if that was the truth, and I hope that it is.
I think what I'll do for this next book, I'm going to play like Tavern Lo-Fi, And I'm going to just have my hands-free Kindle and my little heating pad going. And I think that's going to set the ambiance a little bit more.
Yes, and it'll feel like just pretend that you're just watching your friends play a little
Yeah.
campaign. That's what's happening.
I did it wrong, and that's on me. And I don't think I appreciated this book the way it was meant to be
I
appreciated.
think the rating's gonna go up when we
Yeah,
do
the
the second
vibes
one like
were
that.
off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we know. So the main character in this one, her name's Lainey. She is kind of annoying, but she's very sweet.
She's
And
cute.
she's cute, yes. And I thought she genuinely is just a sweetheart. Like, she doesn't hold any grudges against people. Like, even her ex, who like did her dirtier than laundry, thanks, Dochi.
Thanks, Dochi.
Her ex sucks. And yet she doesn't really hold hatred for him. She's just like, man, I'd really rather not cross paths with him, but like, who can
Yeah.
blame her? But like, she has not a single bad bone in her body. She's very kind, and I like that about her.
I don't think she has a bad bone in her body, but I also think she's very oblivious to like other people and things and feelings.
Yeah.
Like when she was talking about like her sister that she left on their human farm and their parents
Oh.
were dead, and she was like, "Yeah, but that's just not for me." And like I don't she's got to let me spread my wings and fly. It's like, "Yeah, I get that, but also like she's by herself."
I did honestly forget about that. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
Yeah.
enough time has passed since I finished this book, and that held no significance to the rest of the plot.
None at all. Her sister never showed back up.
I think that's another example of how this is kind of giving Wattpad energy, because I feel like we've got this like deeply traumatic lore that's just like dumped on us, and then
It's just a
it
loose
doesn't matter,
end.
because that happens with Romulus too.
Yeah.
And we can talk about him more in a second, but like, he's got a fucked up past,
Yeah.
and it really affected him in a negative way.
And not a good way.
But I do think Lainey's cute.
Like she was fine, but yeah, I just wish they hadn't given her like this weird backstory. It's like they didn't have to give her anything. I don't care what happened to her family. That does not affect me at all, and it doesn't affect the story at
It didn't
all.
affect the story, or it didn't really affect her personality. Like, we weren't
Yeah.
like explaining any flaws of hers. You know, sometimes
Like
I feel
if she
like
were
that's
like
the reason.
a mega bitch, like trying to like hide like a shady past or something like that. Sure, she's running from her past life, but no, she's just like, no, I actually hate the farm and I don't like it when the animals die, so I'm gonna move here and I'm gonna live
Yeah.
in a cottage and be a
Yeah.
weaver.
And pop off queen.
Okay, yeah,
That
you
she
didn't
did.
have to like you don't have to explain yourself to me.
Yeah, like, that sounds like a reasonable life
Why'd your
to
parents have to die for you to do
pursue.
that?
Yeah, okay, Disney princess.
You know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
I liked Romulus. Like he was cute. Like it was a fun like character, but same thing. Like I felt like they were just trying to like build like this sad, traumatic past, and that's why he's such an outsider and blah blah blah. It almost was like they were trying to rip off like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes. Agreed. And I assume that was intentional, but I don't know.
Yeah, but it's I don't know like. It just seemed really weird that, like, all of a sudden he was like, you know what? I'm not afraid to show my wings in my magic. These people are going to accept me for who I am. And then the first time something bad happened, they were like, no, you're actually a monster. We
You're
were
actually a
lying to
freak.
your face.
It's funny though, because I feel like that was more like, I was confused. Because it didn't really seem like the town should have reacted that way. But, like, obviously.
Do you think it was like an unreliable narration thing where like they
Yeah.
maybe actually weren't that mad at
I
him?
kind of do. Because, like, his internal monologue, immediately, he was like, God, I'm a monster. Like, I've got to go. But, like, what if he just looked up and he happened to lock eyes with one person and he was like, they hate me.
Meet the Robinsons and like Goob,
Yes.
and it was like they all hated me and they're like, what's up, Goob? Like, you want to hang out after school?
That's literally it. I think Romulus was just like, he was so damaged and traumatized that he had a distorted view of reality.
Yeah, like that was maybe just a little unreliable. And then he fled the country.
Yeah. He was like, sorry, I've got to go live in isolation for the rest of my life.
It's like
That's the
no one
only way to
asked
solve
you to
this.
do that.
I gotta
Except
leave
that
behind my mate and my town that I'm protecting, and I've gotta
gotta
go.
put me first.
He's putting himself last is the
He
thing.
is. Yeah, anyway, it worked out fine. Like, she went and found him because thank God she found her mate Mark
Oh yeah.
last minute. We'll talk about that
Thank
later.
goodness. Yeah, and thank
Wow, we
goodness he
were.
comes back and like agrees to come back and save them just in time, like as the storm's about
Yeah.
to obliterate everyone.
It was fine. Who else do we have? The rest of these characters are actually villains, I think. Leo, villainous.
Like for no reason, he sucks. Like both of his parents are chill.
Yeah, they seem
And
like really nice people.
yeah, and the entire town, like in general, the entire town seems like relatively chill people as well. So like for him to be
They're creating their own problems. Like,
yeah.
realistically, nothing bad should be happening ever. Like, what's their economy situation looking like? Because I feel like they're probably fine.
I guess we could argue, yeah, they've got the magical storms to deal with. But hey, you've got someone whose job it is to literally spot those in time for
Yeah.
everyone to get inside. You have magic to protect against the storm. Like, your life is pretty dope, you
Like,
know?
you're having a good time in this. Like, even Lainey was like, yeah, I'm pretty poor, but like, also, this town's great.
And
And
she's
like,
got everything that she needs. Like, she's poor, but she's got an entire comfortable home and, like, food.
but it's not like she's so poor she can't yet, like, eat.
Yeah.
She just can't buy bougie fabrics and whatnot. Leo got what he deserved, though. His dad finally put his foot down and said, you gotta go.
That was crazy. His dad was like, you know what? I think some time in the dungeons would do you good, actually. Like, where was this energy when he was a child,
Full
maybe?
180, like maybe Leo should have spent some nights in the dungeon.
At age eight.
Yeah, like as a young adult and not a grown man.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know what happened. And just so we're all clear, like I am kidding about a child going to the dungeon, but I feel like you knew that, but I
Maybe
was like, maybe like let me just say it out
I
loud.
should say that
But
though.
what happened, you know, for him to turn out this way? It's pretty wild.
Also, I think it's so funny that his dad was like, oh, thank God, I have a new chance at life now, thanks to Romulus. I'm gonna finally put my son in his place, I
Yeah,
think.
which yeah, maybe we should unpack that in therapy, Mare Rustian. Like, I just think everyone in this book is like a little bit stupid.
Yeah. I was asking about their car. What's the education situation looking like? Are these a bunch of fools walking around? Like,
Yeah, it can't be great. It can't be. I mean, based on the behaviors I've seen, common sense is lacking, I fear. But you know who seemed like smart, but also was a villain is Tully.
Tully is a villain. And like, again, you just can't walk around like drugging people.
It's not cool.
It's not cool. When she said that, she was like, oh my God, it was Tully. I was like, oh my God, like, should
Yeah.
you call the police?
I was like,
Like,
surely there's been a mistake because, like, why would your friend do that to you? But I think, yeah, no, she's just not your friend.
and they didn't seem like frenemies to begin with. Like, I thought that was like a good friend of hers. And she's like, oh,
Yeah.
Tully, yeah, I come here all the time and get tea from her. And it's like, oh, that's wonderful. I love that friendship. And she's like, oh my God, that hoe Tully like spiked my tea.
Drugged
And
me.
she was like, I knew I couldn't put it past her. And I'm like, oh, so we hate Tully? Like,
Yeah. When I first read that, I was like, surely there has to be a mistake. But then when there wasn't a mistake and that's really what happened, I was like, I don't even want her in the book anymore. Like it pissed me off
yeah,
bad.
like, what are you, a frat bro? Like,
You can't
what
just
is
drug
this?
people.
Yeah, and then, like, on top of her drugging people, she's also just out here lying
Yeah.
constantly. Like, the whole, like, whatever that flower was, she's like, oh, yeah, I steep this flower in
Oh.
it, and it makes you, like, horny for each other. And then, like, they found all these flowers in that field, and they're like, oh, this is why we feel this way. And Tully's like, oh, that? No, I lied. So
Yeah.
that I didn't
Again,
have to drug you again.
she's just manipulating people for no reason. Like, what benefit does that provide her? I
Yeah,
don't
what
understand.
stake does she have in them getting together?
Yeah, she like really wanted them to fuck, and I think
Like, really bad.
that's wild. Like, calm down. And the second book is about her.
I hope she finds her peace, and I hope she can apologize and battle whatever inner demons are telling her to do these things. Because it's wrong.
I hope that she can undergo an exorcism in book two and really just get rid of that energy, because it's fucked up.
I wasn't picking up what she's putting down. Anyway, what do you got for Mayor Rustian?
Mayor
Anything?
Rustian's fine. You know what? It's like, because we talked about how this book is kind of like Hunchback of Notre Dame. So like Mayor Rustian is like, what if Judge Frollo was chill and not a scary piece of shit? And that's what his character is. Is like, what if he was just a normal guy who was like, yeah,
What
I'm
if
your
he's just a real,
employer.
I'm just a real chill guy?
Like, what
Yeah,
if?
most dope. He was great, but he was too nonchalant. He was letting stuff slide.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely like had no role in raising his own son, which
I bet those dungeons are empty.
yeah. The dungeons are empty except for his son, where he's trying to reform his son. It's
Leo's
too late.
actually the first ever person to go there.
Yeah, Mayor Rustian has he's got to tighten the reins a little bit. But other than that, he's fine.
He's okay. And his wife seemed really nice too.
Yeah, she's dope.
They're nice people. So as that was all the characters, that's literally it. There was a bunch of weird side characters that they're like, oh, and that's actually my other best friend. And it's like, okay,
But we're not going
all
to talk to
right.
them.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I love that. She had like six of them. But
Yeah.
I digress. In true fashion, we'll go over our thoughts and concerns, starting with the things that we liked about this book. The spice was really good. I thought it was pretty well done. It
Yeah.
wasn't like really, that wasn't very Wattpad-y. I thought that was, those were very lovely chapters.
Yeah, I agree, and I think this is just something about monster romance in general that I
I love
just
it.
like I eat it up because the great thing about a smutty monster romance is that these monsters, like, you get to describe their anatomy. You get to make it up.
Do whatever you want
And
to.
the authors have a heyday with this because they are like, yeah, how would we design the perfect male specimen for female pleasure? And that's what they write.
Every time I like read something like this, because he was like, she's like, what is this? A shelf, a pouch? And I was like, oh my God, it's gargoyle knotting.
Yeah.
And like, I literally sat there, I was like, everyone is so creative, aren't
Everyone is,
they?
you know what? Hell yeah. People are so creative. And like not only that, but it like it had a built-in vibrator. And I was like, yeah, why didn't I think of
Yo,
that?
I'm
Why didn't I write that first? Also, he gets instantly hard for round two. Great. Plus, not only that, but after he's warmed up, he also gets bigger. Because
Yeah.
why not?
You know
Why
what?
not?
Hell yeah.
She really, Lila, you popped off with that.
You know what? The rest of this book was pretty ass, but you wrote some good spicy scenes, and I can
Yeah.
appreciate that. She knows what her craft is.
Yeah, she was like, I designed the rest of this book to specifically showcase my monster smut skills. And I understand it. And I
The reason
respect
there's
it.
plot holes is because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she was like, are you reading this for the plot? Be so for real. And to that I say, you caught me.
Yeah, Lila, I wasn't actually.
You're so right, bestie. Oh, you know what? One thing that she added though, just for fun, for shits and gigs, was Spark, the
I
little
loved
box
him.
dragon, I believe he's called. He's so cute and perfect. And he got a little girlfriend, and I was like, he's so happy.
Know, and they were just dancing together in the moonlight. And I was like, oh.
You're like, they're gonna go off and they're gonna fuck.
It's in the air, isn't it?
It's these flowers.
It's these damn flowers.
Yeah, loved it.
One thing that I absolutely detested about this book, it was this one specific thing, and it was so jarring because, like, Leo walks in, right? And he was like, oh, fucking you again, you idiot. Like, I told you to kick rocks and, like, never show your face in here. Talking to, like, Lainey, he's being a little
Yeah.
asshole. And Romulus is like, no, Leo, you need to fuck off. And then
Oh,
she
yeah.
was like, and all, but I put this in quotations because, like, literally no one else was like, listening or paying attention to this at this point. And he was just like, no, fuck off. And it said, and all but the group surrounding Leo erupts into applause. I don't know if you've ever read like those posts that parents will make that are clearly lies about their children being like very
Yes.
philosophical and be like, yeah, and my child told this grown lady like blah blah, and they're like, and then the whole coffee shop started clapping. And
Yeah.
that's what that was.
It was. You're right. And I forgot about that. Again, I think I like blocked some of these parts from my memory. But yeah, because it straight up was like Leo came in and bullied her like he always has been. Like he's been doing that the whole time. But then all of a sudden, Romulus was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to let this slide anymore. No one's going to talk to my girl like that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, everyone
And it
clapped.
was a really pivotal moment in the book as well.
It was, and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm not gonna read this.
Yeah, well,
I
okay.
did, though,
That's the thing
obviously.
is those moments, they were definitely sprinkled throughout because I also just had a general like dislike of this book in general was very angsty and dramatic, but like sometimes that's like kind of a fun little vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But whenever it's like nonstop, start to finish, we're being overly dramatic. Then I start to feel like a teenager may have written this. And then I'm like,
Lila, how old are you?
yeah, we need to talk about that before we talk about the monster smut, actually. Yeah, it just got a little wild.
Yeah, and like the whole insta love thing, like I'm not super into that. It's not my favorite trope. And it was
Yeah.
not like well done either.
Exactly. Because normally, Insta love for me, I think, is totally enjoyable whenever it is like a fated mate trope. However, their mating wasn't like an instantaneous, like they are fated mates. It was just like, yeah, no, they instantly fell in love and then they got this mating mark as a result of instantly falling in love.
Yeah.
And
There
so
was
I
like
didn't like
no
that.
conversation like prior to that or anything. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
just.
Like it just kind of came out of nowhere too, because like they never talked about being life partners. They were just like, let's see where this goes. And
Like
then,
literally up until that point, they were calling each other best friends. Like they're buddies. Like they're just good
yeah.
pals.
They're just good pals who like want to jump each other's bones. And I
Yeah.
support it, but like this is too far. Another time that just like really got me, it's kind of like your everybody clapped moment is like, it was so serious because Romulus had just accidentally used his stone magic on Leo, and he was like, oh my God, I'm a monster. Like, I have to flee town. But then his inner monologue, he was looking at Lainey and he was like, then she bit her sexy lip. And I was like,
What?
hello, where are we?
Hey, how about you read the room?
Read the room, Romulus, you fucking horn dog.
Yeah,
Anyway.
this whole book was just, I feel like, so inappropriately like, misplaced dialogue.
Well, because again, like she wrote the plot around the monster smut, and I respect it, but it does make the plot a little unbearable at times,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
like as he's fleeing, he like turns back around his shoulder. He's like, fuck, I'm gonna miss that ass, and like just keeps going. And it's like, oh, okay.
Wheezing because you're not exaggerating is the thing. Like that's, yeah, that's what happened.
No.
That being said, there's another one of these, and it's about Tully, and it's called When the Witch Met the Minotaur, and we are gonna be reading it and discussing it next week.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna
Yes,
do it.
and you're gonna like it.
And then the week after that, we are going to be discussing another little shorty called The Six Deaths of the Saint. It's by Alex E. Harrow, which I have not read for once. Caitlin has.
Yeah, how
So
the
I am
turntables.
so excited to be discussing that. And then we're gonna just dive into some big ones. So
Y'all ain't ready.
enjoy these little short stories while we can.
Yeah, get started on When the Witch Met the Minotaur and the Six Deaths of the Saint if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.